That school bell tells you it's time for another class session for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bibles, and you can be turning to the book of Psalms. We'll read from the 37th Psalm, beginning in verse 28 down through 40, and then be ready to go to Luke chapter 16, because this is a Sunday school lesson about the rich man and Lazarus. I am Bill Boyd. I'm the preacher at Rockcliffe and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. We're looking at Sunday school lessons written many years ago by a preacher by the name of E.A. Elam. And they're published by Williams Printing Company in a little set of books that I have called Elam's Notes. And today we're looking at a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for January 28, 1923 on the rich man and Lazarus. As a part of this Sunday school lesson, there is a devotional reading. And the devotional reading is the 37th Psalm. And I want to read a portion of that Psalm. We've already read in a previous class the first 27 verses of this Psalm. I'm going to begin with the 37th Psalm in verse 28 and read down through 40. Here is the reading. For Jehovah loveth justice, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous talketh of wisdom, and his tongue speaketh of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. Jehovah will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait for Jehovah, and keep his way, and he will exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the righteous in great power, and I have seen the wicked in great power, in spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. But one passeth by, and lo, he was not. Yet I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For there is a happy end to the man of peace. As for transgressors, they shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of Jehovah. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble, and Jehovah helpeth them and rescueth them. He rescueth them from the wicked and saveth them, because they have taken refuge in him. Let me now turn to this lesson that Elam wrote. And we're talking about here a lesson that is on covetousness. This is a very important lesson. It is directed against covetousness. Three parables in Luke chapter 15 were directed against the self-righteousness of the Pharisees. So the Pharisees understood and applied them to themselves. It says, the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they scoffed at him in Luke chapter 16 and verse 14. They loved money, but thought they would be saved. Hence this teaching of Jesus seemed to them very absurd. It seems to many now. They treat Jesus' teaching with contempt. They saw that he placed spiritual and eternal things incomparably above the riches of the earth. To them, this was absurd. Jesus replied, "Yea, ye are they that justify yourselves in the sight of men. But God knoweth your hearts, for that which is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God." Luke 16:15. Their empty formal worship gave them credit before men, but their covetous hearts were an abomination in God's sight. Respectability is one thing, and a pure, God-fearing heart is quite another. Take heed and keep yourselves from all covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things he possesseth. Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. There is a point in the expression, all covetousness. It is like that most subtle, most flattering, and most deceptive of all diseases. It's like tuberculosis. It is the consumption of the soul. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, which some reaching after have been led astray from the faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. 1 Timothy 6, verses 10 through 11. Covetousness is idolatry. Ephesians 5, 5 and Colossians 3 and verse 5. And no idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. It has been said that the love of money is inert in some people, but we do not need to think that. People learn and develop the way that they sin on their own, and so people learn to become covetous. There are things highly esteemed among men that are an abomination before God. We read, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Some think, and it seems probably correct, that in the following statement, verses 16 through 18, made in this connection, Jesus refers to the fact that the Pharisees and the world at that time respected Herod Antipas. Let me show you what that's talking about as I turn back to the book of Luke chapter 16. And I want to read those because some have wondered why this particular passage is in this account. It says here, everyone that putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And he that marrieth her that is put away from a husband committeth adultery. Well, Herod Antipas was living in adultery with his brother's wife. And he is the one who had beheaded the faithful and righteous prophet John the Baptist for his timely reproof. While they despised the publicans and harlots, they honored Herod Antipas. Those publicans, harlots, who in pittance were pressed into the kingdom of God for which John had prepared the way. Matthew 21, verses 30 through 32. It is true that men today who have divorced their wives and women who have divorced their husbands without a Bible cause and who are living in adultery, having married again, are often highly esteemed among men. That which the rich and great of the earth do is highly esteemed among men because they are rich and great. But God looks upon the heart, and he has chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him. James 2 and verse 5. A meek and quiet spirit is of great price in the sight of God. Modest apparel, shamefacedness, and sobriety, and good works are much approved by the Lord, but immodest apparel, costly raiment, jewels of pearls and gold, they are highly esteemed among men. But let's look at this parable to make the above truth clearer and to show that money, not rightly used, is a curse and not a blessing. Jesus states the case of the rich man and Lazarus. It is generally thought to be a parable, the likeness being between the covetous man and the selfish, covetous Pharisee, or those of like character now. But it is a parable, Jesus didn't call it a parable. Let's be remembered that parables must be literal historic facts or supposed cases which may occur and which people are familiar. If it be history, the facts have occurred. If it be a parable, the facts may occur if they have not already occurred. It says, the rich man died and the beggar died. These are stated as facts which had already occurred. If this is a parable, it does not destroy the facts. We read about Abraham's bosom being in torments, in anguish in this flame, and the impassable great gulf fixed. Well, they're there in either case, whether this is a historical account or this is a parable. This is a lesson that is taught by Jesus. And to try to remove implications of this lesson by saying, well, now that's just a parable, is not doing honor to the words of Christ. You don't do that with any of those that we know that are parables, but we learn all we can from them. And so we also need to learn all we can from this story, whether it be a parable or not. This story actually names individuals. Men like Lazarus and men like Abraham. And you don't find personal names like that in the other parables Jesus told. Some say that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Well, this being about covetousness, this is a heavenly story that has a very earthly meaning associated with it. It just doesn't sound like a parable. But let's look at the explanatory notes in this Sunday school lesson. We read in Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. Now there was a certain rich man, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, faring sumptuously every day. His name is not given. Purple was a very costly dye. It was the color of the Roman emperors and a badge of power and distinction. Fine linen was a costly fabric. Some of it was as fine as of silk, of dazzling whiteness, and said to be worth twice its weight in gold. The rich man's daily apparel was one of the finest and richest kind. Faring sumptuously was not only having an abundance to eat, but living gorgeously in myrrh and luxury, and that too, every day. This man's sin was not the possession of riches. The mere possession of riches is not sin. Abraham was rich. Neither was this man accused of obtaining his wealth by fraud. He was not considered a bad man in the eyes of the world. Before the world, he was respectable and highly esteemed. This is the very point Jesus is illustrating. His sin was in the use he made of his money, and not the way he obtained it. He spent it on himself, gratifying his own appetites. He lived an easy and luxurious life. He sought the good things of earth. Life to him was food and raiment. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 26, therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the food, and the body more than the raiment? Behold the birds of the heaven, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not of much more value than they? The rich man's life consisted in the abundance of the things he possessed. And we read in Luke chapter 12 and verse 15, take heed and keep yourselves from all covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things that he possesses. We're going to have to end that lesson now, and we'll take it up at the lesson at the next time. You be listening for that school bell, and when it comes, get your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 16.